Aki Ito is a senior business correspondent at Business Insider, and she wrote a really interesting story that came out about whether you're being compensated correctly at work. Aki, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I have to tell you, I can't think of anything more relevant right now when you've got two job openings for everybody looking, and you've got job openings in places where nobody's looking because everybody's all filled up, and people looking in other places, there are not as many job openings. It's really a big mismatch. And yet, the Goldman, I think, announced today that the average wage increase is something like 5.5%, which is the biggest maybe in history. I don't know. And a lot of people are getting that when they're part of the Great Resignation. They're switching jobs over. This is what I've been hearing from employers all across the country. They are losing employees faster than they can keep them. What did you find out in your story as you were reporting it?
Sure. So, you know, the job market has just been so hot over the past year or so that it's really forced employers to give out huge paychecks to try to get new people to come on. And these salaries that they're offering are just so much greater than the salaries that they're paying existing staff. And so it kind of creates this awkward situation at a lot of companies where the new employees are making so much more than the employees who've been around for a long time. And for the employees who've been around for a long time, it almost feels like they're paying a secret tax for their loyalty. So that's what I wrote about in my story, this kind of divide between the new hires and everybody else.
I got to tell you, everybody finds out. I have never seen a generation more open to talking about their money and what they're making and spending and everything else than Gen Zs. Everybody there is talking. And so if you're a Gen Z and you get hired and you're making a whole lot more than a younger millennial who's been there for a couple of years, boy, if those millennials find out or anybody else, I can imagine they're going to be annoyed, if not something worse.
Yeah, I mean, you're right that this, you know, pay transparency is a huge trend right now. Some governments are forcing companies to post salary ranges in their job postings, which, of course, are public and available for everybody to see. There are also all these other websites that are popping up that also disclose salary ranges for all kinds of jobs. And more information is power for workers. They see these numbers and they say, hey, I'm not getting paid, you know, that amount of money. I should be getting that amount of money, too. And, you know, of course, that leads to very uncomfortable conversations at a lot of companies.
Yeah, I'm sure that it is. So it shows one of the numbers that you quoted, Labor IQ, which is a compensation data provider, they estimate that salaries for new hires are 7% higher than average, than the median pay for people already there. To your point, the people with loyalty. So you pitched your story around this idea that if you've been working for your employer for a long time, you're probably underpaid.
Yeah, I mean, this 7% figure is pretty large, and that's just the average across all occupations across the country. If you look at some occupations that are very in demand in, let's say, technology or in finance, these gaps are as large as 20%. That's, you know, tens of thousands of dollars that you're leaving on the table per year. And that's a big driver of what we're calling the Great Resignation now. People know that if they move to a new company, they can get paid so much more than if they stayed at their existing company. And so that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a lot of attrition across the economy right now.
Well, everybody's got to keep up with the incredible rate of inflation. I saw a number today saying that if this keeps up, next year's Social Security increase could be over 9%. This on top of last year's historic increase, large increase. Did any of your experts have any advice for our listeners about what to do if they feel they're being underpaid?
I mean, I think the first piece of advice is to look for a new job. That's always the easiest way to get a salary increase, whether it's in an economy like this or in a more normal economy. But it's especially the case right now. That doesn't mean that that's the only way to get a big raise at the moment. Companies are also very desperate to keep on their workers, especially the talented ones. And so, you know, even if companies traditionally haven't been open to negotiating, if they, you know, if you tried right now, it might be a really good time to do that. You know, companies that aren't usually willing to give out big raises might be willing to do it now to make sure that their attrition numbers don't go up anymore.
Yeah, and I think you'd want to do your homework, go research what the job looks like. If you haven't gotten a promotion in a while, this might be a terrific time to ask for one, and with a promotion might typically come a 10, 15, or 20% raise as well, something that would make everybody feel good. So you just do your homework, though, as you and you go in, and then that probably will give you your best chance of a successful outcome. Aki Ito is a senior correspondent at Business Insider. The story is the Great Resignation, pay gap, new hires are earning more. Definitely go and read it. Aki, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.